The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Holy and righteous God, you are the author of life, and you adopt us to be your children. Fill us with your words of life, that we may live as witnesses to the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated as we listen to Vicar Thomas give the children's sermon.
You guys want to gather around? I'll face the sun. Oh, no. Today I'm going to be the sheep. So who can tell me what a shepherd is? Someone who watches over sheep, takes care. You have a shepherd dog, what do they do? Lila, and she takes care of the sheep too. That all helps, right? Right? Well, so today, I'm going to be a sheep. And you're going to be the shepherds. So, if you're going to lead me, would it be okay? So if I was a sheep and I was wandering too close to the fire, what would you say to me?
No!
Okay, what if I went back to the water over there and I just wanted to make a big mess of it? What would I do? What would you say to me?
No,
don't do that. What are other dangers could I get into trouble over here? What if I went over here and I tried to steal this purse over here? What would you say to me?
No,
that's right, no. Why would you do that? Why would you tell me no?
Because that's
not okay. Because that's a no. Well done. It's mean. Do sheep need to be good sheep?
Yeah.
Yeah? How do they know to be good sheep?
Because
the shepherds tell them to?
But why the shepherds the wrong one?
I'm sorry, what did you say? Because you know what's right and wrong. And if the shepherd is wrong, what if you don't have a good shepherd? Oh, well, let's hope that doesn't happen, right? Well, today you're going to hear more about how Jesus is the good shepherd, and he makes sure that we don't die. He makes sure we live well. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for sending us Jesus, our good shepherd, who leads the flock that we are, who binds us together and leads us to safety. Keep us safe under your word and in this faith. Through Christ our Lord we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And I will give you the book today. Bye, guys. Enjoy some ice cream.
Keep us close.
Our first reading is a reading from Acts. Peter addressed the people, "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at this as though by your own power or piety we had made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the holy and the righteous one and asked to have a murderer given to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out. Word of God, word of life. Let us pray Psalm 4 responsively. Answer me when I call, O God, defender of my cause. You set me free when I was in distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer.
You mortals, how long will you deny my glory? How long will you love illusions and seek
Know that the Lord does wonders for the faithful. The Lord will hear me when I call. Offer the appointed sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord.
Many are saying, who will show us any good? Let the light of your face shine on us, O Lord.
You have put gladness in my heart, more than when grain and wine abound.
In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me rest secure.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The second reading is a reading from 1 John. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What will we be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this. When He is revealed, we will be like Him, for we will see Him as He is. And all who have this hope in Him purify themselves just as He is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that He was revealed to take away sins, and in Him there is no sin. No one who abides in Him sins. No one who sins has either seen Him or known Him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as He is righteous. Word of God, word of life.
Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory.
Jesus Himself stood among the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when He had said this, He showed them His hands and His feet. While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. He said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave Him a piece of broiled fish, and He took it and ate it in their presence. Then He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then He opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and He said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in His name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Do you find it curious? I do. In the way that Jesus identifies Himself after the resurrection to His disciples in this story from Luke's Gospel. Jesus says, "Look at my hands and my feet." Here were His startled and terrified friends staring in disbelief, wondering if this is Jesus or if they should call Ghostbusters. And Jesus says, "Look at my hands and my feet." Curious. Wouldn't it make more sense for Jesus to say, "Listen to the sound of my voice. Look at my face. Look into my eyes and know that it is me." Do you think you could recognize someone by their feet?
Or by
their hands only? My mother's sisters had this curious thing to do. At every annual gathering, they would take a photo of the family with their backs to the camera. And then they would take another shot of just their bare feet. And then they would try to identify who was who. It was always easy to pick out Aunt Carol. She had had a childhood mishap, and she had this funny little broken little toe. Or maybe that was Aunt Ruth. I don't know. She had nine sisters. So sometimes even with their faces, we got them mixed up. Hands and feet are usually not the first thing that we notice about one another. And yet, they are so telling of who we are. Several years ago, some of you might remember this, I broke my finger at confirmation camp. And I went to physical therapy and had to have several sessions. But now that knuckle is a lot bigger than it was, and I think I have some arthritis in that. That hurts a little bit. And then I've got this funny bump on my finger from all the writing that I did. Anybody else have one of those little bumps on their finger from high school and college writing? Now I suppose you get something from texting. And then on this finger, I have a scar, a jackknife experience. I could go on. I have these weird thumbs. I was born with this. It looks like a hammer hit him. But we can tell some things by our hands and by our feet, too. Now, California feet get a lot more exposure than South Dakota feet, but I think you still might not be able to tell one another just by toes or feet. But our hands can tell us quite a bit about ourselves and about one another. I think that I might be able to recognize some of you just by your hands. What a privilege it is for me to stand here Sunday after Sunday and put the body of Christ into those outstretched hands, some of those hands I know by heart. I can't tell you what brings more joy to me, though. The hands that have seen a lot of wear and tear and know the meaning of this meal, or those little, eager, outstretched hands of our youngest children who take it all for granted, who know this is God's bread. I'm God's child. Give me the bread. Hands can tell a truth. We can do a lot to fix up our faces, from plastic surgery to makeup magic. We can get our faces to look any way we want. But our hands just look the way they look. A nervous shaking, a clenched fist, deeply embedded dirt from hard work or work in the garden, stained fingers from craft projects or house painting. Hands do tell a lot about us. "Look at my hands and my feet," Jesus said. And when they did, they saw everything that he had been for them. They saw hands that had so many times broken bread and broiled fish and shared with thousands and shared with a few at that Passover dinner in the upper room with that small group of his followers. They saw hands that mixed mud and put it on the eyes of a blind man who then could see. They saw hands that touched the bed of the young man who had died, and then hands that gave that living son back to his mother's arms. They saw hands that gestured in teaching, that reached out to touch the lepers and the sinners with love and healing. They saw the hands of Jesus. And his feet, the ones that carried him up and down the hills of Palestine and the plains and even over the waters of the Sea of Galilee, taking good news into the hearts and homes of sinners and tax collectors and outcasts of all sorts. Looking at his feet They remembered the woman who had washed those feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. They remembered Mary, who sat by those feet when her sister Martha urged her to get up and get to work. They looked at Jesus' hands and feet and now saw wounds that just a few days before they had been afraid to look at. When the soldiers threatened to pound nails into those hands and feet, the disciples took off. They were pretty sure that what was happening to Jesus' hands and feet would soon be happening to their limbs as well. So they ran away and hid so they couldn't see the wounds or hear the taunts of the crowds. And now, just days later, the danger is past. And Jesus says, "Now, look at my hands and look at my feet." Jesus hadn't run away from the danger, and he wanted them now to look at his hands and feet. Those wounded limbs were a true sign of who Jesus was, of what he had suffered for them and for us. Maybe we'd like to imagine the resurrected body of Jesus, all clean and shiny, all fresh and new, but it's his wounded body, bearing the marks of the cross that allowed him to be recognized. The wounds are what helped the disciples know that this was Jesus. We know that what Jesus' hands and feet told about him. What about your hands and your feet? Where have they been? How have they served? Who have they touched? What have they taught? You are witnesses of these things. The gospel ends with that line. You are witnesses of these things, not only to the disciples, but to you. What have you seen? What have you done? Where have your hands and feet taken you in service of the Lord? Witnesses are obligated to tell what they have seen. They're obligated to tell what they know. If you are sworn in as a witness, you have to tell the truth of what you've seen and what you know. And Jesus says to you, you are witnesses of these things. When the world looks around for Jesus, when they want to know what it means to believe in the resurrection, when they want to know Jesus, they look to the baptized. The world looks at you. Who is Jesus? The world looks at you, the body of Christ. Let me share a poem with you. This is taken from a prayer that St. Teresa of Avila wrote. Christ has no body now but yours. No hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes through which he looks with compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses the whole world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet, yours are the eyes, you are his body. Christ has no body now but yours. No hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes through which he looks with compassion on this world. Christ has no body now on earth but yours. You are witnesses. So testify. Testify to being who you are. Testify by being who you are. The body of Christ in the world. The body of Christ for the world. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Amen.